It is now.
I'm going to call the meeting to order for December 16th at 10 o'clock. The announcement is, at the end of today's agenda, we will take public comments. Each person is listed for 3 minutes. We ask that everyone keep their comments civil and focus on the district business. However, if members of the public disregard this direction, we will adjourn the meeting. The annual meeting will be on January 13th, which is the second Tuesday instead of the third. First action item is the feedback from the ramping rates protocols and updated photo draft. You got a copy of that, Carl?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Have any questions about it?
No, not really. No. No. I mean, we've gone over with the Forest Service, et cetera. I assume that Jim and Amelia were involved in that whole process.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any questions, Mark? Make a motion, we accept it as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The next item is review and approve the annual Exhibit A form for DRC in-stream leasing for 26. I make a motion we accept, unless there's, you have questions about it, Mark? Carl?
It's standard.
No, nothing.
All right. I make motion we accept it as written for 26.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, review and approve the 26 SDI, casualty renewable and property update. Do we have to answer anything on that, Mark?
Yeah, were you able to look at it? It seemed fine to me, but I think you have more experience.
Yeah, I'll after when you and I are working on the spreadsheets and stuff, we'll just run down the checklist just to make sure everything's valued properly.
Right. Yeah, the only thing I noted here about under equipment breakdown coverage for members who have elected coverage, travelers equipment breakdown coverage includes business interruption and extra expense. Our business income and extra expense coverage for those districts that generate electricity only include as long as those districts have completed and submitted power generation survey and the business income report of values. Okay. Is that something we do typically?
I haven't seen, I think we've been doing an annual piece for SDAO, but let's make a note of that to make sure.
It's on page, pages of number. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth page at the bottom under equipment breakdown coverage.
So if we need to go through that, let's just have to bypass that. We're not going to approve it. Correct?
Well, hang on 1 second. Fourth page.
It does say we will reach out separately to those districts that we have record of producing power to obtain their surveys. So if they do reach out to me, I'll make sure and get them whatever they need, but nobody has.
Okay. I thought we had done that in the past. I thought we filled out that survey. So let's go ahead and just reach out to them and make sure of that, because the good news is that when they finally were able to retain coverage again, the price came way down. I think we're paying about $1,000 a year for $1 million coverage. So if there was a catastrophic event, we could get paid for loss of generation, which is nice. Okay. Yeah, I don't
see. So that's important. We need to do that.
Yeah, we'll reach Amelia, reach out to him and get that taken care of.
Okay.
So we won't approve that today.
Well, no. Let's go ahead and approve it because it's we want to.
You want to make a motion for that?
Yeah, I move to approve the SDAS property and casualty insurance program.
Okay, I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the next item is review and possible approval of amendments to the SDI rules and regulations, including recessions of the March 4th, 25 amendment that created administrators and financial manager and water hydro manager, dual management structure, and to restore to the prior single district manager organizational model. I make a motion we accept that decision.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor?
The only thing I said, the manager, on item C, the manager shall from time to time as necessary provide the board of directors with his or her recommendations.
All right. I'll add a her. If that is
I didn't right. get what he's Jim talking about.
So it just says his, so it should say his or her.
Oh.
Right.
So I would amend your motion to include that change as well.
Okay.
And I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All right, next item is consideration of district manager's position appointment.
We do that in executive session, I think, during the review.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and table that, and after we do the executive session, then we'll come out. And
when are we going to have that?
That's today.
Today. We're going to adjourn the meeting into executive session, and then we'll come out of executive session and we'll re-adjourn.
All right.
Adjourn back in.
Okay. Well, the next item is minutes of the previous meeting.
No questions.
I have no questions.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I second it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And what about the special meeting of the 23rd?
I included the minutes for approval.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve those minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the next item is custom transaction detailed report. And I have no questions.
None on the transactions, no.
Make a motion we accept it as written.
For both count 1110 and 1140?
Yeah, the transaction report, yeah, includes actually that as well as the reserve, so it's all three accounts.
Okay.
So I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, next item is checks to be approved, account 1110.
No questions. I'll make a motion. to approve account 1110, $2,000 bank transfer, two ACHs, seven direct payroll deposits, five EFTs, four E-pays, and checks 11756 through 11767.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nick's account is 1140, and man, that is a big one. Two items.
Yeah.
One ACH and EFT. Make a motion we accept it as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So on the local government investment pool, so we moved the $65,000 into the account, so now it's got a balance of 104.
Okay. There are no voided checks this month. That's a good thing. Okay, reconciled statements to be approved from 10-1 to 10-31. I make a motion we accept all as written.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, financial budget reports.
Okay, we're looking pretty good on the budgets. It's showing that we're under for water deliveries, but I am in the process of getting all of the final water usage out. I'm halfway through it right now, and that's going to be another $100,000, which brings us into the budgeted amount, which is perfect, minus the priors. We pretty much stayed on budget for all of our items as expected. If anything coming in under, late fees came in a lot higher, unfortunately, but it's money we'll get. I didn't see any, didn't know if y'all noticed anything that was worth mentioning, but I think the operating and the capital budgets came in where we expected them to. And the hydro is overperforming, which is great. But we didn't really have it running this month since we turned it off. So what do we have budgeted for? That's about right. We budgeted correctly for it for October, November, and December. So we'll actually make a little bit more because we didn't budget anything for December.
So the only thing I saw that County 1140 equipment. Our equipment, was that all paid for by Lone Pine?
No, this is probably equipment repairs, but I'll have to go through that. We'll go through that today and make sure that that's accurate. Some of that should have been possibly charged to Cloverdale.
That is the Weir Gate, is what you're seeing. The 38,000.
Okay, yeah.
So that includes the Weir Gate. I was
so that needs to go in capital investments.
Capital
that's not
investments.
Operating. So that would go into the capital, and probably I'll take a look. We should ask the accountant because they're going to depreciate that. So ask.
How much is the Weir Gate?
That was.
They were about 34,000, I think, for the actuators.
Okay. 38,000, sure. Right, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, probably that's going to end up either an operational technology, I don't think we have a, we might have a fish screen line item. If that's the case, then that should be added to the capital budget. The only reason that we hadn't, it's not showing up on the report is because we haven't been spending anything.
Yeah, it's not active, so
it's
I can activate
it. It hasn't been
again.
Active, so yeah. You know, I would move that we add the fish screen category to capital expense, and that's where the actuator should go. Because it's a one-time thing.
So you don't want to make a fish screen?
No, we have the account. We already have the account under capital.
Luckily, we haven't needed to do anything with it, so I think it was deactivated on that time.
Right.
And then we'll take a look at the equipment.
Yeah, I mean, the equipment, what that'll do is that'll remove that from the expense category there, because it does belong in capital. Besides that, everything else...
Yeah, that was the only thing I saw.
Everything else is good. The accounting came out for almost... right on the budget, and we've completed 23?
We completed 23, we're already working on 24. So
that's
we're
awesome.
Looking good.
That's totally awesome, so.
And in 24, I'll really be able to clean everything up, so there shouldn't be, like, all the older items that are just not necessary. He said this is the year we can clean it all up.
Okay, so, so we'll be considerably under budget. For the year, almost with that moving capital, that will put us almost $100,000 under budget on expense, which is very nice. Okay, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm. And how is our job list coming with payments? Are you gaining on any of that?
Yeah, we are. It's better than it was last month. Well, since I've written this out, a lot of people have gotten a lot more payments in. Okay. And yeah. It's not perfect. It could be better. Need to get after some people to pay up.
Okay, the next item is construction report, water and hydro manager. How are we doing, Jim?
We've got a lot of things going on, but I mean, the only time we can have, Cloverdale would probably be taken off there.
Are we still messing with Cloverdale?
What's that?
Cloverdale, is that totally done, or you still got it?
All I got to do is clean up a little bit of stuff and hit Gillespie's property, and okay. It's done.
All right.
Meter repairs coming along?
We're working on those as hard as we can. It's
operation and maintenance is fine?
What's that?
Operation and maintenance?
It's good.
About the Mackenzie Hydro, still got odds and ends there, right?
Mm-hmm. We've been working on those.
Have you?
Okay. We ought to get some of the stuff finished for the county, but we had a little bit of a hiccup in it for the fuses, and the fuse block was trying to melt itself.
Really?
Had to get that replaced, and then the battery charger died, so I had to replace that.
Okay.
Just last week.
Okay, and Kronzberg's taking care of that?
Kronzberg took care of the installation of it. I got all the parts and pieces from Jeremiah.
Okay, great.
And the battery charger, the new battery charger.
Okay, good.
All right, the next item is old business and financial administrative manager's report, which you just did. There is no old business.
Yeah.
Signing of documents. Any change in operational technology that
Has Whalen started on the upper gauge yet?
No.
Okay.
No, he's not.
Well, last time I spoke to him, he said he was getting that all together, so.
And how about the adrenal reinduction and ACP? Anything new on that, or it's just a...
I don't know. You were on the meeting the other day. What?
Yeah, nothing new on our end. The only thing that came up was the Nate saying that we had some contradictions on our ramping rates from that protocol. So I'm just making sure that whatever our ramping rates say matches up with what the HCP says. So as okay. I'm learning with that is more.
Okay.
Did you read about the solar project?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good article, wasn't it?
It was a good article, yeah. There's a lot going on.
What is the update on that project, the solar?
Nothing's going on with it right now. FCA, while we were at OWRC, mentioned doing an unsolicited proposal just to see if there's another grant opportunity, just to make sure that if everything works out, that we have more grant money coming in to make sure that we're at a zero cost.
You know, the one thing about the solar project that I got out of that newspaper article was it keeps the water cooler, which I thought was pretty good. I would have thought the other.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Jack down in Medford because they have all their parts and pieces on site right now, and they've started assembly. So it'd be nice to go down there, and we can take the new board members as well and go down and have people see an actual installation that's going on, and then they can ask questions of Medford and the contractor.
I don't see any new business. I don't see any letters of board.
Question, how was the conference? OWRC conference up in.
Well, it was good for some and not so good for others, I guess. It's the way I heard it.
I got a lot done. I had a lot of meetings that came out of it. Super useful. I think it was really good to have Mark and Joe there. They got to meet some of the folk, and I saw Joe took a lot of notes. So.
Joe, what did you learn?
I learned I need to learn a lot more.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Yeah, okay. Here. Okay, I didn't have anything else.
There's two different ones to sign.
I don't see any letters to the board. Make a motion we adjourn at 10:23. I hear a second.
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 All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So now you're going to take Waters' concerns and comments, and then we'll re-enter the meeting, and then we'll adjourn into executive session. Okay.
All right. Waters uses comments and concerns. Anybody have anything they want to ask her?
Mark, I got your note pretty late, so it didn't make it onto the agenda. But I don't know, do you have anything you want to talk about?
The letters did speak so.
Okay. That's it? No questions? Okay.
Well, what time is the meeting?